Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's the day for cool guys in the studio, and now Nate Weck is here following up our scientific exploration and revelation. Nate, welcome back.
Cool guys.
Cool guys in the studio day.
You want me to leave? No, I'm just kidding.
No. SDPB's Nate Weck. And Nate, you were in Avon, South Dakota recently. Tell us a little bit about the town of Avon first.
Yeah, Avon, South Dakota, just over 600 people. You know, I love going. This is one of many of the small towns it seems like I visited over the last 6 months. Just kind of looking for different kinds of stories and things like that. Very welcoming community. It's got the small town feel, but yet...
Are you from a small town?
No, I'm from Sioux Falls.
All right, so what's that experience for you not growing up in a place like that?
Well, you know, growing up in Sioux Falls, you have... You know, people, even like, okay, just like take, I went to Roosevelt High School, you know, I graduated with over 500 students, and it's always weird. People will go, oh, you know, so-and-so, they also graduated from Roosevelt in 2008. And I'm like, no, I don't know that. And you go to a small town and they know the barber down the street. They know, you know, they know the kindergartners that are coming in. They know everybody from all of the classes and things like that. So that, I think that's cool though, because like right now I live in Canton and I'm picking up on some of that. It's an adjustment, but it's also kind of fun because, you know, you go to church on Sundays and then if you're out and about having lunch, it's like, oh, there's so-and-so. I just saw him the other day and things
there's
like that.
There's a connectivity to it. Yeah, exactly. All right. So Avon, and you were up there looking for a story on what?
Yeah. So obviously the last couple of weeks, Lori, I know that you've been heavily involved in the discussions too about the population shift going on in South Dakota over the past even 10, 20 years in some of these communities. And that's kind of why I wanted to go to Avon as well, because Avon, smaller town, but you know, if you look at the sports side of things, which is kind of the department that that's always where my mind goes. I looked and say, you know, they just won a state football title 3 years ago in 2013. Like, this is a community that's small, but yet they're having success on the football field. They're obviously also very good in basketball, volleyball, those types of sports, and track and field. They've been represented there too. So it's like, you know, this is a team, even though they're small, like they're showing up in some of these big staged events. Why is that? So I thought, you know, let's take the trip to Avon. Let's ask some of those questions. Let's meet some of the people at the school. Let's talk to them and figure out what makes them who they are. So we sat down and talked to the athletic director, activities director, or however you want to, whatever title you want to give him. He's also the head football coach, Tom Culver. And one of the things I brought up to him was, you know, there's a lot of discussion about Avon, and the reason they're so good is because of open enrollment. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? And Tom Culver gave a pretty good reaction to that.
You know, some places they may say, well, you know, we got outsiders coming in, you know, taking spots from kids and stuff. And I've never got the sense that that's been an issue. There have been a few cases, but most of the kids, you know, like some of them are elementary kids, you know, and they can't compete yet. Our science program is excellent, and we've had kids come because of that. You know, so it's not just sports, but sometimes that's a belief that people have. But, you know, year in and year out, the majority of the kids that have been, you know, some of our best athletes over the years have been Avon kids who grew up, born and raised here.
Interesting stuff, the whole dynamic of open enrollment. And
It is.
Yeah.
And if I went back and kind of crunched the numbers just to figure out what the ratio is and stuff with open enrollment too. He gave me a number, which I didn't write down. I can't remember, but I remember putting it into a percentage. It's like 15.5% of the enrollment at the school is through open enrollment. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a taste on what the open enrollment is. But you heard it from Tom Culver. He doesn't really believe that open enrollment has played too big of a toll and them being successful in some of their athletics and activities. You know, and one thing I thought was really interesting too is sometimes when you go to smaller towns, and I know even like if you go to a game like in Sioux Falls, like there's not, you look at the stands, there's not really a section always in that's designated for the band, for the marching band and for the pep band at events. In Avon, there's a whole section of the grandstand for their football field that is designated for the marching band. So I thought that was kind of cool. I was in marching band and things like that. So those types of things and seeing that, I think, is really, really kind of cool as well. And yeah, I think this is just going to get us back into that whole discussion, because tonight now we have that South Dakota focus, which is, I know it's the NFL draft, and I don't know if you're a sports person, you're going to be saying, I got to watch the NFL draft, figure out who my team's taking in the first round. But I strongly encourage you, if you're going to watch the NFL draft, please hit your DVR and record tonight's South Dakota Focus, because it's all about high school sports and activities and the way that the shift in population is affecting small towns. Wayne Carney, the current executive director for the next couple months of the South Dakota High School Activity Association, he's going to be on the show tonight talking with Stephanie Rissler. And there's going to be some interesting questions, some tough questions that those people on that panel are going to have to answer. And I think if you're kind of wondering, man, you know, our enrollment has really been decreasing, I don't know what the next 5 years look like for our school, for our community, you want to watch tonight's South Dakota Focus episode, because it's going to answer some of those questions.
You get to be part of that conversation. You get to ask your questions. I don't know if you're part of the NFL draft. I would choose Stephanie Rissler over the NFL draft any day, but for the record, it's going to be on Facebook Live as well, so you could watch Focus on your phone or your device, and you could still have your TV on for the draft, or vice versa.
Exactly.
So, do them both at the same time.
Yep, exactly.
All right, and you can find all our coverage for The Shift at sdpb.org/theshift, and everything's there, from our radio pieces to some web content from Nate Weck and others. Nate, thanks so much for being here.
All right, thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.